Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I'd like to thank the Russian delegation for this presentation today. Mr. Chair, I was one of the delegates in the Sochi conference last month, and with other colleagues, we visited the mobile unit. And I remember while visiting BSL-3 mobile laboratory with pressurization and all, I, in discussing with the technicians in the actual laboratory, I understood the rationale of these mobile units. And I also understood from that specific experience and for the presentations during the conference that they built this tool, if we can call it a tool, based on their national experience. Huge country, 16 million square kilometers. So you cannot have laboratories everywhere. So I understood that it's clearly an offspring of their national experience. And for the last few years, and please, the Russian delegation, please correct me if I'm wrong, they are proposing to implement this experience in other countries. Together also the British delegation, they have a different but similar experience. We see it, this proposal as a very valuable proposal. We believe that it can be very useful in many situations. The concerns that we raised last year, and I can repeat them today, is that it's about the intellectual property rights of the samples collected in the field. So if you're going to deploy a mobile unit and there's a specific agent, it's important to preserve the intellectual property rights and also the command and control of the operations. And it's important, especially regarding what was said by Germany. If you are going to deploy a foreign unit in your territory, the local government needs to have the command and control. And if it happens, we are not going to have any problem because there will be no misunderstanding about cultivation, for instance, cultivating an agent in the field. So these are our concerns, Mr. Chair, but as I said at the beginning, together with other experiences, we see this biomedic mobile units as a very interesting tool. If I remember correctly, Mr. Chair, last year, there is almost a consensus that maybe we should have a roster of this biomedic units in the with ISU, WHO, wherever, and these units could be called to action in certain situations. But this we overcame this discussion if these units are going to be financed by the WHO, BWC. This is an old discussion. My understanding that it's in the past. It was clear that there will be national units and there will be a roster of units. Thank you.